Good morning, Ryerson. I'm Ali Murray.
And I'm Ramsa Chaudhry.
And you're tuned in to the Rye Report for October 4th. Today, we'll be covering how Ryerson students can vote in the upcoming federal election on campus with Ryerson Votes, taking an inside look into Ryerson's women's hockey team while they get ready to start their season, the increasing tuition fees for international students, and the new Rams rugby team. Starting tomorrow, students can vote in the federal election on campus thanks to the Democratic Engagement Exchange. The initiative, known as Ryerson Votes, is co-led by a third-year politics student, Taylor Deasley, and a third-year professional communications student, Aisha Anwar. Deasley says that 1,400 students voted on campus during the last federal election. This year, they have hopes of getting the largest voter turnout at a university in the country. The voter turnout goal is 10,000 people. Campus voting begins Saturday, October 5th, and runs until Wednesday, October 9th.
According to the Toronto Star, growth in international students at Canadian colleges and universities is coming at a steep cost. A steep cost to the students who are willing to pay hefty tuition fees for the dream of making a life in Canada. Hyun-ji Bae says she has given up everything to study at Centennial College's aerospace and aviation campus. The Korean student says she is banking on it, landing her a job in Canada and hopefully one day citizenship. This fall, Bae is among the biggest cohort of international students ever in Canada. International students pumped $21.6 billion last year into campuses, communities, and the economy nationwide.
The Rams women's hockey team is eager to begin its season after making history last year when they made it to the OUA semifinals. The team has many new players joining the team this year. Also new to the team is three-time Canadian Olympian Haley Irwin as the new lead assistant coach. Emily Baxter is a first-year biomedical science student and a Rams forward.
Definitely there's a bit of, I feel like, pressure to come in and help the team to get even better, seeing as the team is mostly the same as last year. So I just wanted to come in and try to help them do better than they did last year and hopefully win a championship.
The team has its first game of the season on Friday, October 18th against the Ontario Tech Ridgebacks.
Ryerson's newly founded men's rugby team kicked off its inaugural season with a victory. The Rams played against the Queens Club Fours, beating them 14-5. Until this year, Ryerson only had a recreational rugby club where students could play together outside of Kerr Hall. Two Ryerson students had a keen interest in promoting the casual club into a competitive team. Ian Custodio and Rajiv Bahadur decided to build a team from the ground up. The team held tryouts in August and filled their roster with about 20 players. The team's captain, Jacob Poulin, says they will use the season to grow as a team and develop chemistry.
So this season we're pretty much just working on getting some wins in, sort of working together. A big part of rugby is learning how the guys you are playing with play. So we're sort of bonding as a team, getting to know how we play, and then we're just pretty much trying to get as many wins in as possible.
The team's next game will take place on October 5th against the Royal Military College of Canada.
And I'm Ali Murray.
And I'm Ramsa Chaudhry.
And this was your October 4th Rye Report. Thanks for tuning in.